Yes, we're joined by Mr. Ron Scott. For those of you who don't know who Ron Scott is the head of EAA Communications. They do everything communications-wise on the field for AirVenture, including us.
Yes.
The parent company, EAA Radio, is owned by the Green Gang.
That's right.
There's the disclaimer.
So, Ron, what brings you down here to EAA Radio today?
Somebody hollered at me and says, hey, you got to go down there in 5 minutes, EAA Radio.
You remembered where it was.
I did.
Very good.
I did, yeah.
Very good.
I even found it.
I mean, you've been here how many years?
Four? Yeah.
48 years.
Yeah.
Did they have radio back then?
No, but I think you guys made a little mistake in here. What do you say, the 12 years that you guys have been here?
I believe that's something like that.
Actually, we started out a little earlier than that. We had a little transfer. It wasn't very much. It was a 10-watter. But we didn't have it manned like you guys. I mean, it's
that's right.
A guy with a microphone.
This is professional.
And, yeah, you guys are professional here.
Yeah, we almost know what we're doing.
We've had a lot of good folks over the years. Man, I could sit here all day and tell you stories, which would probably bore you to death. But we've had just neat people and
I think volunteers. That's why you come back.
That's it. That's the only reason.
Well, I for me, it's a chance to be part of something much bigger than I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I've always come back. And it took me 5 years to convince him to come out.
Wait. But that wasn't my fault. I had to wait until I got my third week of vacation.
Oh,
and this
sure.
year I get my fourth week, so I can stay 2 weeks now.
For Ron, this is his only work.
Yeah, I've been on vacation for 23 years now.
You lucky devil, you.
My goodness.
I shouldn't say that because I did get into the helicopter business for a while.
It had its ups and downs.
Ba-dum-bum.
You know, not many people remember this, but in the late 80s, we kind of went through a little recession.
Yeah.
I remember gas crunches, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was rationing. In the 70s. We had the embargo on gas, and we went through some of the same stuff then. That's where we did our first alcohol test, and EAA picks. I flew that thing down to Tullahoma, Tennessee, and Bill Choma had rejetted the carburetor on the thing. You have to have just about double the size jets in a carburetor.
Right.
So I flew it down on gas. And we changed the carburetor down there at Tullahoma, and then there was a big, during the air show part of it, it was a demonstration because Mother Earth had her still there.
Uh-huh.
And the guy, I forget his name now, he always said his success was due to Paul Poberesny. I don't know what the connection was there, but he had the still down there, and big production. He pushed the airplane up there, get the white lightning out of the still in the glass bottles and jugs.
It took a lot of fuel, didn't it?
Yeah, we need to pour the alcohol in there. Now, this is 100%. Now, it's no 10% stuff. But, boy, I'll tell you, the pungent smell from taxiing is just about to make you sick. Until you applied the power, and you had about two-thirds the power you normally would have on gas.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And so it's different.
You thought about, why am I doing this again?
Yeah, why am I doing it?
After the flight was done, of course, you sat under the airplane and opened up the fuel sump, and you drank some
of the
fuel.
Yes, yes, that was quite good. In those days, Ragman was down there. Do you guys remember Ragman?
No.
Jimmy Snyder. He was working with security here for many, many years, and I haven't seen him in the last couple of years. I think he's had some health problems. But, down south, those fellows all have a little moonshine.
Oh, yeah. So you've ridden the wave all these years. You've seen all these changes. What do you think of this now? It's quite something.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it is definitely change. And I guess we need change. Some changes are good and some changes...
Not so good.
Not so good as far
that's
as...
back to that computer subject again.
Yeah, right.
It is.
It's kind of hard to rearrange the old-timers' thinking, you see.
You know what scares me is I find myself thinking like him. I just watch my son, you just do this, Dad, and that. And I'm like, what? I'm trying to catch up.
I know. Youth and enthusiasm is scary sometimes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Time for that old age and treachery to come out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little story about youth and getting old, right? When my son was small, I've got two daughters and a son, and my son works American Champions, as a matter of fact, for quite a few years. Anyway, you used to have to kick him in the butt to get him to do things. You know, hey, get out and mow that lawn. You know, take the garbage out. Do this, do that. The tables have turned now.
Ah.
Now he's coming back and there's stuff that needs to be done, and I kind of put it aside. Come on, Dad, let's go. Come on, get. And he pushes me.
There you go.
And I tell you, sometimes a guy needs that stuff, you know. You gotta. So the tables have turned now.
It's revenge.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's revenge, yeah.
Okay.
We're getting even with all Dad.
All I know is there were a lot of nights with my young son when I sat to myself, thought to myself, what did I ever do to my parents to deserve this?
We did the same thing to them.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Oh, boy.
It's amazing because life really is a circle, and as I have aged, I now understand why my father was the way that he was towards me at times.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you needed it.
I did. I still do.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why I'm still single, so.
There you go. So is Ironside's in attendance this year? I haven't even been down the
Concert. It's gotten to be too much of a hassle. You bring your car up and then bring the airplane. Last time I had it up was the 100th anniversary, 2003. And I wasn't feeling real great then, and when flew it back, I felt fine, and landed our little strip there. My wife came to meet me, and then right away she had to take me down to the garden to show me where the beetles were eating the cabbage.
Oh, boy.
And there's a little hill going down there, and so she did that, and then I turned around, started walking up the hill, got short of breath, and I'd never got short of breath before. She said, you better go to the doctor. I said, well, okay, I'll go in tomorrow or something. Well, I went in, and bingo, an ambulance right to the hospital, and a valve and two bypasses later, I was,
You were zero timed.
Yeah, zero timed. But, that's the last time I had it up here. But I used to bring it up all the time years ago. But, who wants to see an old airplane anyway?
Wait a minute.
There's lots of old
Did airplanes. Did I miss something here? Who wants to see an old airplane? I thought that was the whole point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's go to the vintage area.
This is kind of an early fiberglass.
It was one of the first composites, I remember you saying.
Yes, it was, yeah. It was 1969, that flew. That was well before Bert and some of the guys.
Bert and Ernie.
Matter of fact, I remember Bert coming over. This, I think, it was 70 or 71, and that's when we were here in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And the airplane was parked out here somewhere. And Bert was kind enough to give me a ride in the Varivik, and it was...
Oh, wow.
Really neat. Really, very impressive airplane. And I came back, and I was telling him a little bit about fiberglass stuff, and he came over and looked at the landing gear legs and things. And anyway, he was quite well, when did he come out with the Very Easy?
Very Easy? Long Easy?
Yeah, that was about 75 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right.
Anyway, we had a good time. And, still flying. Same landing gear. 40 years old next year. So.
Wow.
Sweet.
So well, if you want to sell it, he's looking.
He's looking?
Sure.
He couldn't handle it.
Probably not.
Yeah, but I can look at it and dream.
Yeah.
There you go.
You probably have one of those, what do you call them? Those nose gear airplains?
Oh, yeah, the training wheels.
Training wheels. Yeah, he's got it.
You know, I actually just found a Piper Tri-Pacer sitting in a barn.
Oh, is that right?
The guy won't sell it.
Won't sell.
Hasn't moved for 10 years.
At least.
No kidding.
Oh, well. We'll talk him into it later.
I just sold mine last year.
There you go. All right, Ron. Thanks for joining us.
See, I could go for about 4 or 5 more hours. You guys can't,
We'll get you back.
I could tell you a story. I got stories.
Well, we're just going to have to, we'll have to get down there with a recorder.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity to visit you fellas. Yeah,
welcome.
And may I say, in closing here, that you guys do a magnificent job down here.
Well,
thank you, sir.
That's not our fault.
Yeah.
Well, I know. That's everybody else. All the techies. You got a bunch of young techies.
Oh, my God. There are more techies per square inch than I've ever seen.
And we need these young folks.
Yes, we do.
You look around, there's a lot of gray hair.
Yeah, no more geezers. We need Green Gang.
Good enough. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks. Listening to EAA Radio.